It's The Record on KUOW. I'm David Hyde.
And I'm Ross Reynolds. It's legal to run a marijuana business in Washington State if you get the right license, but that doesn't mean it's easy. One reason is that, according to federal law, any bank that accepts marijuana business is technically money laundering. Well, the Obama administration has said it won't prosecute banks who take on licensed marijuana businesses, but banks just don't want to take that risk. So that means that marijuana businesses have to rely on cash. The biggest medical marijuana dispensary in the world has been quietly running a mostly cash-only business since 2006. Steve DeAngelo is the executive director of Harborside Health Services in California. Between their shops in Oakland and San Jose, Harborside brings in about $30 million a year. I asked DeAngelo what it's like to move that much cash around.
It's scary, to be honest with you. It's really terrifying. Just in order to meet our tax payments to the city of Oakland, which amount, you know, in some months to $100,000, requires us to transport hundreds of thousands of dollars from our facility to the city treasury offices. And every time that happens, everybody is very nervous. Of course, once the cash gets there, it's very cumbersome to count that much cash. It takes hours and hours to do it. So it's a huge strain on city staff as well. And, of course, you know, many of the people, everybody we do business with, we need to figure out a way to pay them that way. And sometimes that's very, very difficult.
A famous bank robber once said, when asked why he robbed banks, is that's where the money is. Now, people know that there's a lot of money going in and out of your business and other businesses in cash. Have there been robbery attempts because of the attractiveness of that?
Well, we haven't suffered any robbery attempts because of our size and our scope and our level of professionalism. We've actually never suffered any attempts like that at all. We have a very strong safety and security system with 5 on-site safety personnel and a 36-camera surveillance system and biometric locks. So nobody's done that to us. But I can tell you that I've spoken to numerous people in the industry who have had some really horrifying things happen to them. People have had their cars broken into and had large amounts of cash removed. I've heard reports of home invasions of dispensary managers who either they or their families were held hostage until cash was produced. And of course, the sad thing about this is that it's all completely unnecessary. I think we've seen recently that the Justice Department has issued new guidelines and they're attempting to rectify the situation that they've created themselves. Unfortunately, those guidelines have done little to nothing to restore credit card and banking services to the industry.
You still don't have any banks interested in doing business with you despite these changes in February?
I would say that we're beginning to see the signs of a thaw. There are some banks that we've been in touch with that are willing to offer some very limited degree of services. There are even some banks that are positioning themselves to make a lot of money off of this. I've heard of banks asking for as much as $15,000 a month fee just to have a regular normal bank account at that bank. That's not something that we would feel comfortable doing. We are, hoping and expecting that at some point the Justice Department is going to recognize that the guidelines that they released have not had the desired effect and that they really need to take some more robust action.
Well, will it take, though, a few banks willing to take this on? There is a small credit union here in Seattle that says it will deal with marijuana growers. Is that the scale of bank that you're talking to that may try to leapfrog and get into this business?
Yeah, I'd say that right now there's two types of banks that are willing to provide some degree of services. That the credit union and community bank sector is one of those sectors. And then the high-risk banking sector is another. There are companies that have focused on servicing businesses like payday loan companies, casinos, porn companies, and some of those financial institutions are taking the first steps to enter the cannabis market. The reason for that is that the recently released Justice Department guidelines mandate a compliance program that any bank who's going to do business with a cannabis business needs to take certain steps to ensure that they're doing business with someone legitimate. And those steps can be time-consuming and expensive for a financial institution to set up from scratch. And so what you find is that some of the high-risk institutions that have already developed those protocols in order to deal with other high-risk clients are able to more economically and more rapidly adapt their system to cannabis clients.
I'm speaking with Steve D'Angelo. He's executive director of Harborside Health Services in Oakland, California. They are the largest medical marijuana dispensary in the world. And as many other businesses in this area are having trouble with, without having banking, they have to move a lot of cash, and it causes problems for them. So I'm wondering what advice you would have to some of the growers who are already at work growing here in Washington State for the legal recreational market, and also some of the people who just got licenses here in Washington State to open up retail outlets. What would you tell them they should keep in mind if they're going to need to operate on a cash basis for at least the short term?
The most important thing that you need to do is take a very careful look at federal money laundering laws and make sure that you do not do anything inadvertently that is illegal under those laws. When you're dealing with cash, especially in large quantities, there's a lot of things that, you just are not allowed to do, and you should be well familiar with that, number one. Number two, and this really applies across the board, be squeaky clean. Don't do anything or say anything that you wouldn't be willing to have on the front page of the newspaper. All of us are going to be under a spotlight, and don't ever cut any corners.
Steve D'Angelo, executive director of Harborside Health Services in California. Isn't that good advice for all of us? Just be squeaky clean. Steve runs the largest medical marijuana dispensary in the world. Here in Washington State, Representative Denny Heck is working on legislation to help state banks handle money for marijuana businesses. You can find our full coverage of legal marijuana in Washington at KUOW.org. This is The Record on KUOW.